We're going to be speaking to the National Commander of the American Legion, Brent Rystad. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thank you.
Thanks for being with us. And talk to us a little bit about the milestone that is happening for the American Legion this year.
Well, this year just so happens to be our 100th anniversary, and we are celebrating our centennial. So we, our organization began in 1919 with our World War I veterans, and for 100 years we have served our community, served our veterans, and served our children and youth. So we are celebrating that 100 years of service and looking forward to the future of our organization.
And you were elected the 100th National Commander last year in August of 2018. Where did you serve, and what branch of the military?
Well, I served in the Army during the Vietnam era, 1974 to 1978. My service took me ultimately to Fort Myer, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C., and next to Arlington National Cemetery. And the unit I served with was the 3rd United States Infantry Regiment, also known as the Old Guard. So the Old Guard is the Army's official ceremonial unit and escort to the President. So I served with them for 4 years and had a great military experience.
And you actually were at President Carter's inauguration, is that correct?
That is correct. I was involved in the 21-gun salute that immediately followed President Carter's oath of office.
That's really, really wonderful. Well, we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day at the end of this month. Why is this Memorial Day of such special significance?
Well, I think Memorial Day is significant in that we the time for us to recognize the people that that died in their service to our country. And now, the American Legion feels very strongly that the recognition of Memorial Day does a couple of things. It not only recognizes those that have served and died in their service, but it recognizes as well the family sacrifice, and it serves as an example to those that currently serve in the military, letting them know that the country supports them in their service, and in the event that they should die serving their country, that that they will be respected for that service. And it's also significant because, you know, it's our 100th birthday, and preserving the memories and incidents of these heroes is something that we've pledged to do since our founding, and is a part of our preamble to the Constitution that our American Legionnaires read every time or recite every time that we have a meeting.
Well, Brett, what are some ways that we can all help and celebrate the 100th anniversary of the American Legion?
Would you repeat the question for me? Part of it broke out.
Okay. I was just asking you, what are some of the things that we should be doing to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the American Legion?
Well, the Legion is going to be active in the community, and what I've encouraged our members to do is to have open houses and to reach out to our communities and educate them not only on the history of our organization, but also on the programs of our organization that that impact on the community. And to have the community's participation in these events is important to us, to have the community support the programs that we that we have in the community is important. We would encourage the community to visit our American Legion posts and to go to our website at legion.org and learn more about our organization.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you provide in communities across the country.
Well, the American Legion is built on the foundation of God and country, and we have what we call four pillars of service, and those four pillars of service include serving our veterans, serving our children and youth, our national security and national defense, and promoting Americanism or patriotism within our communities and within our countries. And there are many different programs that are attached to those to those pillars of service. And just to pull one out and talk about it would be our children and youth programs. Some of our Americanism programs involving our children and youth would include things that people might know about already, such as our American Legion baseball program, our American Legion Boys State program. We have a national high school oratorical contest in which the participants could get scholarships almost up to $20,000 based on where they score in their participation. We have a youth cadet law enforcement program, a junior shooting sports program, and many of our local Legion posts can expand beyond that, support Boy Scouts, support Little League teams, and other community-based activities.
And let's talk about some of the issues, and that's wonderful that they do that, and it gives a lot of opportunities for young people to be involved as well. But let's talk about some of the issues that veterans are facing right now.
Well, there's a whole lot of different things. I think one of them that is of primary importance today is the issue of veteran suicide, and that is a problem that has plagued us, since 9/11. And it even extends back to the Vietnam era, so it's not unique to this era. But we're starting to notice that the trend includes Vietnam veterans as well. But from what the VA tells us, there are about 20 suicides a day in our country, and that of 20 of those suicides, 14 of those victims have never reached out to the VA for services. So the VA is partnering with the American Legion, or I should say vice versa, and the purpose of that is to help promote the issue of veteran suicide and help to educate the public as to the signs of veteran suicide and what can be done collectively to try and educate people to recognize the signs and symptoms and to get those that are experiencing the problems to the right resources to help help them from taking that avenue.
And the American Legion has said that the VA has problems, but you guys are willing to work with them, and that they need to take the lead in providing some programs and care.
Yeah, that is that's correct. I mean, one of the things that I've said in prior interviews is that the VA is a bureaucracy and things don't happen immediately. The American Legion historically was involved in the creation of the VA back in the early 1920s with the predecessor called the United States Veterans Bureau. And at that time, the resources for veterans were quite poor. And we worked with Congress to build that infrastructure, build hospitals around the country to take care of those that came back from the war, because what we had in existence was very poor at the time. And that's developed over the years to what it is today. And it is quite a large organization, but we believe that it's the best organization for our veterans, even though there are problems. And we can address those problems. You know, the American Legion, when the VA does a great job, we're the first in line to pat them on the back. And when they stray off course and have problems, we're the first organization online to point it out to them and help them solve that problem. So we were instrumental also in helping with the VA Mission Act, which was passed this past year, and helping to implement it to improve community care with the VA. And, you know, some of the VA hospitals, from what I'm hearing from our members, are excellent hospitals, and people get great care there. And then there are some that have concerns about the ones that are local. And we have a program in the American Legion called System Worth Saving. And we go around the country, and we have town halls in areas that we have VA hospitals. And in those town halls, we listen to the community tell us about their experiences, and then we will generally make a tour of the hospital and speak with the hospital leadership and convey some of what we have heard and monitor monitor hopefully what would be their improvement if there was a need for that. that we're very concerned about the VA being privatized, and we hope that doesn't happen because nobody treats our veterans or knows how to treat our veterans better than the VA with the experience that they have. We believe in what was the Choice Act, if there's issues concerning a person's distance from a community-based medical center or hospital, that they should have alternatives, or if the appointment time is lengthy, that they should also have alternatives in the community. But we believe that that should be the exception rather than the rule.
Well, do you think that the veterans should be able, like in our case, in this part of the world, we have a clinic, but they have to travel quite a ways, either to Waco or San Antonio, to go to a hospital. Shouldn't there be some agreement with the local hospitals to allow them to be treated if they need certain types of treatment?
Well, that's part of what the VA Mission Act implements. It's a part of it is a continuation of the Choice program that gives them that option to use local facilities or local providers to treat them in lieu of having to wait or travel a long distance to go to a VA facility. And when they're treated or seen by those practitioners, the VA reimburses them for their services. So, yes, that is an option, and we want that to remain an option to ensure that our veterans get the best treatment and that they get the treatment in a timely manner.
Well, Brett Reistad, I just want to thank you for being with us, the National Commander of the American Legion. He has been our guest. And you are about to head off to visit Europe. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, we are going to be visiting Germany, Belgium, and France. And in Germany, I know we're going to be visiting Landstuhl Hospital, a military hospital that has served our service members that have been deployed in the Middle East when they're injured. It's usually one of the first stops that they make before coming back to the United States for further treatment. We'll be looking at some of the military commands out there as well. But what I'm really looking forward to is going to France for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. That recognition is supposed to be quite exciting this year, and there will certainly still be some veterans of D-Day that will be out there, but there are fewer and fewer of them, and this year is going to be a tremendous experience for us to be there and for them to participate.
And, Commander, where can our listeners find out more information about the American Legion?
Very simply, just go to our website at legion.org, or O-R-G, and you'll have links there. It will take you to a variety of different sites, and we'll also acquaint them with our centennial coins that are being sold for our 100th anniversary, and we're very proud of those. That's something that we got approved through Congress, and beautiful coins that commemorate our 100th anniversary being minted by the United States Mint. And if they're interested in collect coins, they can just jump off the link on our homepage at legion.org to go to the Mint page and purchase some.
Well, thank you so much, Commander Reistad. We appreciate you being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.